Now will you listen to this? This is terrific, by the way. He says in verse 1 of chapter 5 of Ecclesiastes, keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God. What he's going to say is don't put your foot in your mouth. And be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they consider not that they do evil. Very frankly, to go to some churches, friends, you're not only wasting your time, it's wrong. I think you're wrong to give your approval of a liberal pulpit, and I think you're wrong when you are not giving your support to a fundamental pastor that is giving out the Word of God, and I think God will hold many account. Be religious and go to church? Well, he says he tried that. He went up to the temple. But have as little to do with it as possible. Keep your mouth shut. Don't do anything. Just go and sit. And if you do say anything, let it be gossip or criticism. Don't, for goodness sakes, commit yourself on anything. Listen to him. Verse 2. Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God's in heaven, and thou upon earth, therefore let thy words be few. Do not make any decision under the stress of emotion. Cry at the movies, but don't do it in church. Don't sign a pledge because, you know, we're fundamentalists. Just don't think you ought to promise God anything and put it in writing. But if you're going to rent an apartment or a house today, they'll make you sign for that. But that's all right. But don't commit yourself to God. In other words, make it a religion. Go through the form and have no reality whatsoever. That is the thing that Solomon tried. And you know there are a lot of unhappy people in church today. They never get involved. It's meaningless to them. They just go through a nice, sweet little ritual, and they try to be very pious in church and that sort of thing. And there's nothing as deadening as that today. Now will you listen to him? Verse 3, for a dream cometh through the multitude of business, and a fool's voice is known by the multitude of words. The thing that he's saying here is that I believe that God can speak to you anywhere. And there's a lot of things being said today in church that ought not to be said.